stations. India 3 Lima, please call KO4 NUE.
4 NUE. Ken KF4 KYI. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Kilo Yankee India. This is Tom in downtown Greenfield. Second generation Navy. No comments. No traffic tonight.
Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna and I would like to honor the service and the memory of John James Baxter. Call sign KC4MFK, Silent Key. He was my Elmer and Donna's father, U.S. Army. KK4JBQ.
The Kilo Ga 4 Papa Foxtrot, India. The name is Don, U.S. Air Force. Check in my wife Linda, Kilo Ga 4 Quebec, Lima, Quebec. We're in Piedmont. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
Recognize what we've got so far. We'd like to welcome KF4KYI. That's Mr. Tom in Greenville, United States Navy. Anchors away, sir. Thank you so much for your service. Also, we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry in Greer. He brings along his wife, KC4MFK. Both of them would also like to recognize the silent key, KC4MFK. And that's Donna's father, United States Army. And Ms. Donna, sorry for your loss, ma'am. And we'll leave that right there. All right, we'd also like to welcome KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don, and he brings along his wife, KG4QLQ. Mr. Don was also United States Air Force, sir. Aim high, fly, fight, win. Thank you so much for your service, sir. Appreciate your service and sacrifice to this country. All right, are there any other stations? India 3 Lima, please call KO4NUE. Before we move to the next group, we'll jump up to EchoLink stations real quick. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. This is KC4SKD Larry. And also check in my wife Rhonda. Her call is KG4AHS. We're in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Good evening, everybody.
Welcome, KC4SKD, Mr. Larry, in Easley, and his wife, KG4AHS, Miss Rhonda, via EchoLink tonight. Appreciate you guys checking in with us. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike Through Papa. Any station, Mike Through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
KUE. BQ, Stacy and Anderson, I'm in now.
NUE. Pat, please check in. Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie. WG4MC, Matt West from Greenville County. Be Native and Native. Want to thank all the veterans out there for their service. And 7-3, you on the net, and tell Miss Anna I said hello.
Thank you. antenna's all the way. Negative vector.
Then please check in WT3M. That's Whiskey Tango Mike, 3 Mike. The name is David. I'm in Shoals Junction. And just want to thank all the vets for their service to our country. And I was U.S. Army in the air defense.
KO4NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, and Simpsonville, United States Army. Also like to announce for my deceased father, Lewis Edward O'Ree, and my foster father, David L. Henson, Navy. The O'Ree was in United States Army, and my deceased brother-in-law, Thomas Earl Godfrey, United States Army.
Welcome, N4OVQ, that's Mr. Stacy in Anderson, and WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt in Western Greenville County, and KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred in Piedmont, and he brings along his father, KI4MRA. Fred, you're way down in the noise, but I was not able to copy the rest. I think your grandfather was United States Navy. If he was, sir, just want to say Anchorage Way and thank you so much. Thank you for his service. Also, we'd like to welcome WT3 Mike, Mr. David, down in Shoals Junction, United States Army. This will defend, sir. Thank you so much for your service and sacrifice. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4PXD. That's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville, United States Army. This will defend, Lloyd. Thank you so much for your service and sacrifice. And we'd also like to thank you, stepfather, and for their service, United States Army and Navy. With that, we'll move on down the log to any other stations, Mike through Papa. Please call KO4NUE. Move on to Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Chad, this is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, Rusty, over here in Moore. I have retired Navy 26 years. I have a sister, Candy, who is retired Navy 22 years. My mom and dad were both in the Navy. Both are deceased. One 17 years, the other 4 years, both during World War II. And a father-in-law who did 30 years in the Army National Guard, and he is deceased. W2T, back to net.
KO4NUE. Ken, hey, Rusty. This is N0TR. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer, United States Navy, and I submarine warfare operator and aviation electrician mate before that. And I flew in the S2 Grumman Tracker off the USS Bennington. And the Navy has an unofficial saying, and it's sort of like the Marine Corps, which is Semper Fi. It's called Semper Fortis. I emailed it to you, but I don't think you got it yet. It means always strong or always courageous. Semper Fortis, F-O-R-T-I-S. And you know, I didn't even know that. So I'll say 73s, God bless all the veterans, and I'll be negative and negative.
For NUE, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, Robert down in Joanna. I've got several family members that were in the service, both grandfathers, both maternal and paternal, and both in the Navy. My father in the Army Air Corps during World War II, my maternal uncle, Paul, in the Navy, served at both the Battle of the Coral Sea and Midway. And then all of those are deceased, but my brother's still with me. He'll be 76 this year in just a little while. He served in Vietnam 1967 to 1968 and was a survivor in more than just physically but also mentally, and has more stories that I can recant here than we have time for, but he's still with us today. So I feel proud that that I had such a good representation in my family, and just regret that because of a physical condition, they wouldn't let me serve. I feel especially attached in my own way on this particular day. And thanks to all of y'all who are here on the net that served yourself. Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, back to you, Network Control.
KO 4, NUE. Thank you for calling the net tonight, Chad, and thank you for your service. This is KO 4 QLD. Name is Chris. I'm in Liberty. I'll be negative and negative, and I guess tonight I'm part of the very few, the proud United States Marine Corps. And since I'm the only one so far, I guess my birthday wishes last night for those fellow devil dogs must have fell on deaf ears. I have no comments.
And Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. My name is Anna. I'm at Homer Campavella, and I would like to say a very special thank you to all the Armed Service Veteran wives out there. Thank you so much for your service.
I recognize what we've got so far. We'd like to welcome WU2T. That's Mr. Rusty and Moore, United States Navy. Semper Fortis, Rusty. Thank you so much for your sacrifice and service. Also, thank you for your family service as well. Also, we'd like to welcome N0TR. That's Mr. Tom and Greer, United States Navy. Semper Fortis to you, sir. Thank you so much for your sacrifice and service to this wonderful country. Also, we'd like to welcome KD4SRR. That's Mr. Robert and Joanna. Robert, I'd like to thank you for your father's service and family members as well, both in Vietnam and World War II. Also, a very special person, dear to my heart, KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris in Liberty tonight, United States Marine Corps. Semper Fidelis, Chris. Thank you so much for your service and sacrifice to this country. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4RYP. That's my wife, Anna, in Campobello. Wishing all the veterans' wives and thanking them for their sacrifice, too. All right, with that, we'll ask for any other stations, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. NUE, please check in Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta Bob in Piedmont, South Carolina. And I want to give a special thanks to you, Chad, and for your cousin, Chris, for your services. To my wife Anita and me, and to all of those in this country, we're so blessed. And Anita and I want to thank all the veterans and their wives who've sacrificed so much for this great, great country. God bless you all. And we'll be negative and negative tonight.
Welcome, AA1RD. That's Mr. Bob in Piedmont. And Bob, thank you so much for your kind words, sir. And it's a pleasure hearing you check in with us tonight. Please tell Anita we said hello. All right, any station, Alpha through Zulu, any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in K1CJW. That's Roland and Pickens, and I was in the military twice, one being in the United States Army, and the other one being the United States Coast Guard, and I also would like to add that I also had three brothers, two of them were in the Army, and one was in the Navy, and we were all in the military during wartime. K1CJW is clear, and good night to all vets.
Don't go anywhere just yet. Just hang on just a second. All right, any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Thanks for calling the net tonight. This is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel N. Taylors. And I'd also like to thank you, Chad. I thank you for your service and all the veterans that are on tonight. We, you know, owe a debt of gratitude to you guys that we could never, ever repay. I know it was not just a toll on you, but also on your families. We actually had, I had three grandparents, or my wife's and mine, in the Navy, in the Army, and in the Marines. And so we know that there was definitely a price paid. So I thank you.
So please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Mike Tolley. KO4HMC. This is Kelly down in Kaser. I'll be out at home.
Oh, we recognize the rest of... Well, let me do this. We'll go ahead and recognize KI4DTY, that's Mr. Daniel, down in Taylor's, and KO4HMC, that's Mr. Kelly, down in Kaser. And Mr. Rowland, if you're in there, I'd just like to let everybody on the net know that Mr. Rowland is a World War II veteran. And Mr. Rowland, just want to thank you so much for your service for the United States Coast Guard and the United States Army. This will defend, sir, and semper paratus, always ready. It's the United States Coast Guard's motto. Thank you so much for your sacrifice and service, Roland. And you are one special gentleman, and just want to make sure that you're recognized for your service, sir. All right, any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. We'll go ahead and close the formal portion of the net tonight. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in tonight and all the veterans and their wives who are not hanging around for the RACU portion of the net. Thank you so much for your service again. And it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around may secure their station at this time. First on the stump is KN4RJN, Mr. John up in Brown Summit. Go ahead, John, you got it.
This is for RJN. Well, I need to a couple of veterans, Captain Becca Hubbard Elliott, Iraq, Lieutenant Hilbert, Iraq, plus John Paul Hubbard, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Army. That out there. Please tell Miss Anna that we had the Northern Torrids meteor shower on Saturday, November 12th, in the early morning hours. It is the remnants of 2P, infinite larger than average grain sizes, produces some fairly colorful fireball. Because of the hurricane, cloudy skies on Saturday, so there may not be, but if the sky's clear, check it out in the pre-dawn. Don't miss that one. The Leonids coming up on November 17th, Thursday, all night long. That is the remnants of Comte Middle. That actually runs on November 5th, but it will peak at about 15 meteors per hour. I'm traveling through the densest part of the car debris train, and you might see some right after dusk on Thursday, many with persistent trains, or will occur just before dawn in the southeast. Unfortunately, we have a fairly bright crescent moon at that time, and that's going to do that. She might get a chance. So she's got two chances there to actually catch a meteor. Let me break. And for as solar activity goes, there is a... not much in the geomagnetic storm activity, only about a 10% chance of solar radiation. However, for 3 days, we've got about a 25% chance of a blackout, with anything greater than that, about a 10% chance due to a couple of the three regions of the sun. So, if you go out right about now into look out the sky, which you probably can up here, and I suspect you all down there as well, but the Moon, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn are all a straight line across the sky. And Ryan's just now, so if you get a chance, you can take a look at that. Although, thanks to the hurricane, I suspect that nobody can. So, what else is going on?
Today in KO4NUE. John, we didn't copy any of that in pieces here and there. Not sure what's going on with the Echo Link. Maybe you can try to check things out, but just about zero copy. So we're going to move on down the log. Maybe you can check out what's going on with the Echolink station, and I'll swing back around here in a few minutes and give you opportunity to try to straighten Echolink out. With that, we'll move on to the next station, which is KI4DOS. Mr. Gary, go ahead, sir. What you got tonight?
UE and Annette, KI4DOS. Well, I just want to say happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. We had a good day over here on the plantation. We didn't do that much today because it was raining. Believe it or not, I stayed on the phone quite a bit today. Other than that, it wasn't too bad. Sat down in the recliner and started a good book this afternoon. And that's something that I haven't been doing a whole lot of here lately, but I got to where I enjoy reading a good bit, Chad, so I'm gonna try to read this book and see what happens. Been reading some technical manuals. I think I'm going to swap over to a novel and see how I like that.
I understand. I personally cannot stand to read books. But if it's a map, schematics, or something technical, I can stare at it for hours. And where does this go? Where does that go? You know, I just kind of way my mind thinks I get. But you know, today's a good day. This weekend's a good day to actually curl up with a book and try to read it. But has Miss Joy she taking your bookmarks anymore?
Got off the same book, so we in good shape there. Let's see here. I was trying to think of some funny things that happened out there when I was in the Navy, but I can't think of a whole lot of them. I will tell you this one little funny thing that happened. It really wasn't funny. It was kind of sad. It did. More so than anything else. We had a Marine Corps pilot that made his flight crew mad out on board an aircraft carrier. And I was at a naval air station. My airplane didn't have a tail hook, so I didn't have to get out and go out to the carriers. But this guy came in, and he just stopped at our place out there in California. He was refueling. He was going to fly on towards the East Coast. He stopped and landed, refueled, and started to take off. And he got up to takeoff speed, rotated, pulled his wheels up off the tarmac there, and the airplane just started vibrating like crazy. I mean, you thought it was a child playing with a toy, shaking so bad. And then all of a sudden, he ejected, and the airplane burst into flames and fell to the ground. Well, after the cleanup and everything was said and done, he had made his flight crew mad down there, his maintenance crew mad, and one of the fellows left a screwdriver in the jet engine. So they found that screwdriver. Of course, that young man probably is still in jail, but I hope not. But, you don't make your flight crew mad.
4NUE with KI4DOS. You are exactly right. And that, my friend, is exactly why all of the tools that are used in any, as far as I know, any branch of service toolbox has got numbers on it. And those numbers are assigned to the mechanics for a reason. So, you're exactly right. I mean, that was unfortunate, but I think the pilot may have learned a lesson. What do you think?
He did, but they sure did have to tear up a real expensive airplane, is all I can say. I hope he learned his lesson, and of course, like I said, when they dug back through the engine and they had the wreckage, they found that guy's screwdriver, and it did have his number on it. And they traced it back to him, asked him why, and he said, well, he made me mad, and I was going to get him. It was supposed to not happen, on land. It was supposed to happen over the water, then you'd never found it. So he got caught, unfortunately. That's about all I've got over here on this end of town, Chad. Sound like you got a super, super good net going. I know there's some more folks out there going to talk to you. So I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. You take care. Tell Miss Anna we said hello, and again, happy Veterans Day. KI4DOS, back to that.
Yes, KO4NUE. All right, Gary, before I let you go, I'm gonna tell you a funny story too. So when I enlisted, the day I enlisted, I went down to the MEPS station, military entrance processing station down at Fort Jackson, South Carolina, and went through 14 hours of screening. I mean, they stuck fingers in my mouth and probed me. The station that you do is the swear-in. When you pass all of your screenings, then you raise your right hand and you take the oath. And I had thought, my dad, who's a Vietnam veteran, and let me pause right here and recognize my dad, Johnny Hightower, served in Vietnam, just an outstanding man. And I know Dad is listening tonight. And Dad, don't you touch that PTT button on that radio. You just listen. But he sat down and talked with me before I left and said, you know, you understand what this means. And, you know, I thought about it for a while and realized I had to take an oath of enlistment. Well, I took that oath pretty serious, you know, thinking about it. Down to the processing station, went through all of my checks. We're all standing in line, and the first sergeant there says, raise your right hand. I'm sorry, he was a Marine, because all of the branches of service worked at the MEPS station. And I couldn't understand what the man was saying. He was going so fast. He said, say what I say. Say exactly what I say. And he started to read the oath off. And he was going so fast that I couldn't understand what the man was saying. I couldn't repeat it. So I just dropped my right hand. And boy, when I did that, he was on. He started hollering at me, fussing at me. And he just, what is wrong with you? This, that, and the other. So took me into the MEPS station commander's office and was, you know, dressing me down one side or the other. I dropped my right hand while I was saying the oath. And the commander wanted to know what was going on. Why, you know, was I a conscientious objector? And I told him no. I said, the man was going so fast, I could not understand what he's saying. And I am not going to make an oath of enlistment if I don't understand what I'm saying. If I'm going to commit to something, I want to know what I'm committing to. So he raised his right hand and said, repeat after me, and gave me a little cheat sheet. I still got it. It says, I, Chad Hightower, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed above me. Duly signed, Chad Lewis Hightower. So that's my funny story, if it's funny. But I got my own private oath of enlistment when I joined.
Oh, well, it's a wonder that Marine didn't do a little more to you than take you in the other office. But I'm glad that you got your own private induction. That way you can't say that you don't know what you swore to or anything else, especially since you still got your cheat sheet. That was cool, Chad. Take care there, young man. KI4DOS, back to this.
Have a nice night, sir. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. All right, we'll move on down the log, which is KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry and Greer. Larry, go ahead. You take it, sir.
And Chad, I gotta say, this is KK4JBQ. I gotta say that this has been one of the most meaningful, I think a lot of people would agree with me. That's that that any of us have heard, and I have enjoyed every moment of it. I appreciate the fact that you took the opportunity when it presented itself to honor the service of those members of the armed services of this country. They're all very special people. And I want to take another moment. I hope he's still listening. Chris, if you are listening, what you had to say last night was not, it did not fall on deaf ears. I recognized that the birthday of the United States Marine Corps was an important thing, and it precedes Veterans Day. I think that's pretty appropriate. But I heard what you said, and hoorah right back to you. Chad, thank you again for taking this time and enriching the lives of all of us. It's very, very appropriate that you do that. Thank you, and I wish everyone a good night.
You tell Miss Donna we said hello, and I'll share one quick one with you before we move on. So when second deployment, I did two deployments in the sandbox. Second deployment, I ended up at Saddam Hussein's palace. This magnificent marble palace surrounded by this huge body of water in the middle of the desert. And it was a long flight, hot and tired, and, you know, I was just in awe when I walked into this beautiful palace. I can't describe how beautiful it was out in the middle of this horrible, you know, desert. And I had to use the latrine. So I asked the sergeant on duty there, I said, hey, I need to use the latrine. You know, where this place is so big, where is it? Right over there. And he said, have fun. I understand what he meant. So I walked in this little room, this, you know, this maze of all this beautiful marble, and sat there was a gold-plated toilet, one of the sitting kind that you sit on. You know, that country don't have sitting-down toilets. They got standing toilets. But this was a sit-down toilet. It was gold-plated. The whole thing was gold. And I thought, I looked at it for a minute. That's gold. I can't use that. That's gold. And then finally I sat there for a minute, thought, and I said, well, why not? You know, this is a once-in-a-life opportunity, lifetime opportunity to sit on a gold toilet. So I did, and I enjoyed it. It was just a marvelous thing to see. So I am one of the proud few who has got to sit on a golden toilet and do my business. So I was just smiling and grinning when I left, and the sergeant on duty there at the outside of the door, he just chuckled when I came out, because I was grinning from ear to ear.
Have a day, huh?
Funny. That is a story that I hope you remember to tell that new grandbaby whenever it comes along, okay? Yeah. Oh, Chad, it's been a pleasure to have you as our net control tonight. KK4JBQ, 73.
Sorry, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. All right, we'll swing back up to Mr. John, KN4RJN, up in Brown Summit. John, if you don't mind, give me a test pattern this time before we start.
This is KN4RJN, 5-4-3-2-1. How copy? Over.
Go ahead, John.
This is KN4RJN. How copy? Over.
KN4RJN, KO4NUE. Good copy, John. Sounding good. Can you go ahead?
This is KN4RJN. Neglected to mention a few veterans in my family. My daughter, Captain Rebecca Elliott Hubbard, U.S. Army. Lieutenant Rachel Hubbard, U.S. Army. Specialist John Paul Hubbard, U.S. Army. All were in Iraq. John Paul was also in Afghanistan, and he went to Ukraine. So, let me tell you about what's going on in the SCARs. Did you copy all of that?
No, John. Like I said, we didn't copy any of it. But thank you for your service and your family member's service as well. And personally got to meet your son and shook his hand, thanked his hand when I met him. So, but go ahead. What's going on in the heavens tonight, John?
This is KN4RGN. Well, we've got the tomorrow night, Saturday. Let me scroll back up here a second. We have got the Northern Taurids meteor shower peak in the pre-dawn and the late evening hours of Saturday, November 12th. Unfortunately, thanks to the hurricane, my skies are clouded up, and probably yours are too, and probably still will be by tomorrow. I'll copy over.
NUE with KN4RJN. Good copy, John. How me? Over.
It is KN4RJN. Yeah, you're coming in clear. If you don't catch the Northern Leonids, we also have on Thursday, November 17th, the Leonid meteor shower. Excuse me, I said Leonid. The Northern Taurids are this weekend. On Thursday, November 17th, there's a Leonid meteor shower. If we're expecting about 15 meteors per hour. Runs actually from November 6th to the 30th, but it will peak on the evening of November 17th. We'll be traveling through the densest part of the comet's debris train, and that's the comet Temple-Tuttle, if you care to know. And you may be able to see some Leonids after dusk on Thursday evening with persistent trains. Probably be able to see some more in the wee hours of the following morning. That Friday, just before dawn, when Leo is a little bit higher in the sky. I'll copy over.
I got it. Anna's sitting there listening to it, so maybe we can check out what's going on in the heavens. And, you know, keep abreast of what's going on up there. We appreciate your reports. But what else you got for us, Mr. John? I'm gonna make a call to move on down the log. You got anything else for us, bud?
This is KN4RJN. Did you copy all my family members?
I mentioned them. Did you not copy that?
Yeah, this is KN4RJN. Yeah, you indicated that you didn't quite copy all of that, but in any event. And my sister-in-arms, Master Sergeant Kathleen Gibson, United States Army, veteran of Iraq, and several other things that are not necessarily military, but she was a police officer, firefighting pilot, and a combat medic. So she's done quite a few, and she's here with us. So I wanted to recognize her as well.
After that, we'd like to recognize Kathleen for her service. Thank you for your service, ma'am. And with that, Mr. John, I'm gonna move on down the log if that's okay. Are there any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike, KJ4WZM. Daniel, traveler's rest. No comments and no traffic. Thank you for calling net tonight, Chad. Good net and good night, 73.
Welcome, KJ4WCM. That's Mr. Daniel and Traveler's Rest. Daniel, hope you are doing well, sir. and 73's to you. I'll see you all later on down the log. All right, any other stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Are there any additional stations that would like to make a comment or comment on their military service before I close the net? Please call KO4NUE.
4NUE, I got a comment. KO4QOD.
All in there. I got all of Chris. Chris, I'll mark you in the book, come right back to you. But the other station in there, go ahead.
4PXB. I'll wait on Chris.
Got you. Swing back around here in just a second. Go ahead, Chris. What's your comment, bud?
First of all, thank Larry for his comments, because Marine Corps puts a lot into their birthday. And I was going to see if you could ask Gary if he'd get my Humvee on one of them P3 Orions strapped down some way. And if he can't, maybe Tom can shove it in one of them submarines he was on. Because that's what the Navy does. I need to hitch a ride down the coast.
Or DOS or N0TR. Either one of y'all in there?
That's a big one, Chris, and you only get three, and I wasn't on a submarine, and you can't get a Humvee and a P3 Orion in 0TR.
Come back, Tom. Did come back.
Well, Chad.
With it, Tom, I try, but I absolutely cannot. But all I can tell you is what you told me today was a head flank cavitate, right? So, at any rate, Chris has a good gouge there, bud. But we'll move on to Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB. Mr. Lloyd, go ahead, bud.
4PXB. When I was in 11th Armored Cav in Germany, they have an NCO spur ride where, now just imagine grown men riding around a little black hobby horse and having to make the horse sounds going everywhere on post that they went. And me and one of my battle buddies went into the bank. So we literally had to make the sounds of the horse as you're riding it. And we went into the bank and we literally had to pretend that we tied up this little black hobby horse inside the bank as we went inside. Everybody in the whole compound was laughing, as we were, because it was just funny. But like that NCO spur ride went on for 24 hours, but we enjoyed it, and we can only imagine the humor that everyone saw in that.
Funny. You know, Calvary's got some pretty strange traditions that they do, and Anna's grandfather was horseback cavalry before they transitioned into mechanized into World War II. Let's see, we were on one of the FOBs, forward operating base, at night. And when the sun goes down, things get a little different, mortars and rockets and all of that. Well, you're automatically on the defense, on guard, and your spidey senses are on. And we were all outside of our tent that night, and there's this little green light. It's probably 50 feet up in altitude, and it's just floating. And it's just here and there, and it'll dart left and dart right, and I don't know, it's about 6 inches long. And, your mind, under the right circumstances, starts to play tricks on you. And we didn't know what it was. So, we got the whole company together. Get your rifles and get in the bunkers, get ready. And I mean, it's a pretty tense moment. I mean, it doesn't sound tense, but you lose a lot in the translation. And we had an admin company there that all they did was administration. and she had brought a kite and tied a chem light, one of those little chemical lights that you break, and it glows in the dark. And she had tied it to the bottom of the kite and was flying it on the fob. And, boy, she had the infantry upset. She had the armor upset. She had communications upset. I mean, it was, and they sounded the alarm and everything. But, boy, I'd hate to have been her the next morning. But we didn't see any more kites after that. Absolutely none. With that, I guess, Mr. Lloyd, you still in there?
KO4 PXV, I'm still here. I was definitely chuckling at that story. You're right. All kites were definitely told to be put in the footlocker and not to do that again.
Yeah, just being Veterans Day today, just been, a lot of memories, and got out my journal entry, got my journals out from both the deployments, and just been kind of reading through them. And me and Anna's been laughing, because there's, some pretty funny stuff in here. It wasn't funny at the time, but, I'm sure you and Tracy, have experienced, that with as many deployments that you've been on.
That is definitely true. One funny story was I was in the sandbox due to the fact that the time frame was definitely a lot different. We would talk through Yahoo on the internet. So only way to get her attention, I was using the knock on Yahoo, and my daughter told my wife from the office that somebody's knocking on the computer, and it was me trying to get my wife's attention.
What you got to do to get back home, but we didn't, we had, being communication unit, we didn't really struggle with communications. I mean, we could just, the phones there, that we controlled the phones and the internet. So, if we want to call home, we just, knock somebody offline so we could, get a call home, or that, or just go, jump right into the satellite terminal, call home. So it wasn't that big of a deal to us. But one day I was going to the chow hall in a Humvee, and in a dust storm. You know how bad the dust storms are. You just can't see anything in front of you. And there's a guy in bib overalls. And he's just, he's filthy. And trying to get to the chow hall. Got a rag over his face, get the dust, keep the dust down. And I said, "Hey, fella," I said, you need a ride? We're going to the chow hall." And he got in the Humvee, and he was just distraught. But he was a civilian that was from Pennsylvania who had been, as a contractor, hired to work on the big PLS trucks, moving stuff. And he said, "Man," he said, "they lied to me. They told me I was going to be a shop foreman and all these, I had all these people that was going to work under me, and I was going to, do this and do that." But he ended up having to work on the stuff himself. He said it became quickly apparent that, the soldiers that I was supposed to instruct to keep the trucks running, they were needed elsewhere to, protect the fob. So he was a little bit ragged. But we took him to Chow Hall, got him something to eat, and brought him back to the tent, and let him call home. So he called, talked to his wife in Pennsylvania for, 30, 40 minutes. But that was just an amazing thing to be able to see what a radio can do. When you see somebody's face light up when they haven't talked with home for a long time, and they're able to key a little small button on the radio to make a telephone call, that's a pretty amazing thing to see.
That is definitely true, and it, it definitely gave the families back home the understanding and the hope that definitely to truly know that their family member is still alive, because sometimes when our deployments, it was like 3 and 4 weeks. I know for myself, sometimes it was 3 or 4 weeks before I could get back in touch with my family when I'm, you know, out and about in the desert.
Yeah, that's a tough situation to be in. But, you know, you drive on, you do what you got to do. But I've got a pretty interesting perspective on radios. Anybody that's, especially in the military or emergency services, you know, we use radios for fun and, you know, social time and community service and things like that. But when you get to see the other end of what that radio can do, even the destructive side of it, you know, it changes your perspective a little bit, as far as, you know, what its capabilities are. And I think sometimes we don't always, you know, keep that in perspective.
That is definitely true, because there's parts of the war that really wasn't really seen as much as in depth that, you know, we had to do.
All right, Mr. Lloyd, you got anything else for us, or Chris, or anybody else? This is your opportunity, so please, you know, please make a comment if you'd like to. If not, I'm going to go ahead and close the net down.
One more quick thing. KO4QOD. Those of us in the Marine Corps, we always cut down on the Navy. But I was stationed on a ship as a part of a command element for a year over in Japan. And being on that ship, I earned a lot of respect for those wobbies. Those guys are the hardest working guys, and they have to work whether they're 30-degree rolls or 30-degree rolls. Got a lot of respect for them that year. And that's all I got, KO4QOD, back to that.
I personally have a respect for all of them. And just wanted to make sure they were recognized tonight. So with that, I'll make one more call. There's the Echo Link Station. Let me grab him. Echo Link Stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, if you will, please check in. Whiskey X-ray 4 Delta Alpha Tango WX4DAT, Danny. I'm over here in Gastonia, and I'm just retired last month from the United States Army Reserves, but I've been a guard. I've been active Army, so United States Army, conquer or die, sir. Ooh. Back to you, net control.
WX4DAT, that's Mr. Danny in Gastonia, and thank you for your service and sacrifice, Mr. Danny. This will defend, sir. All right, any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, like to check in or make a comment, please call KO4NUE. With that, I will go ahead and shut the net down. Please stand by for my net report.
Net control, can I say something to all my fellow brothers and sisters?
Go right ahead. As long as it's clean, you go right ahead.
Oh, yeah, not a problem. It's WX4DAT, Danny. I'd like to thank all veterans for their service, and also to their families and spouses. They're the ones worry about us all the time, and that's really, really hard on them. And while we're out there doing what we need to be doing, but I want to thank all of you, each and every one, and it's a pleasure and an honor to call each one of you a brother or a sister in arms. That goes across all. The gauntlet of military service, meaning Air Force, Marines, Navy, United States Army, and Coast Guard. So we should appreciate what you do and what you did for the country. And also, I want to thank your families.
If you ain't got a strong family, you probably ain't gonna be staying around long. So that's my hats off to them. All right, this WX4DAT. I'm be back to net control. See, I kept it pretty clean. You okay with that?